Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long has joined us. Dwayne, are your dogs going to bark during the show?
We're trying to make sure that doesn't happen. It's we got work going on over here. And they are not happy about it. So bear with us, Buckeye Nation.
Those really long devotees of this show know that Dwayne's dogs were a fixture in the early 2000s. So could even be different dogs by now. We don't know. What we do know is some guys are staying, some are going when it comes to the NFL. Yesterday was the deadline for underclassmen to declare. And it was a very eventful day in Columbus. We are going to start with the guys that surprised us. Without question, the most surprising return, Chris Olave, wide receiver. He was projected to be a first-round pick, if not an early second-round pick. I'm shocked. Are you shocked?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think it was a good business move. This draft is loaded. Devontae Smith really got my attention looking at this receiver class, and it is special. I thought that Alabama would fall apart without Waddle, but I knew Smith was good, right? I didn't see him as this good. And this is just a great receiver draft again. I think it's even better than last year's, which was the best in years. I think he made a business decision here. He still could be a first rounder. He's not going to be as high a first rounder, but still, he stays around next year. It's a whole new crop. We'll see who's out there. But this one, I think it may have been a business decision. He just wants to go higher in the first round. We're not seeing that much, Dan, because so many guys, it's get that first rookie contract out of the way. Just go pro. No matter where you go, it's not big money after the NFL put in a rookie pay scale. Just go get that first contract over and start making big money.
Yeah, there's word that he wants to be a top 15 pick, which is great, but it's very hard to get into the top 15 as a receiver. What do you think the effect will have on the receiving core now that wide receiver one returns? Do you have any fear that given the new transfer rules, some of those younger receivers will choose to jet rather than wait for their turn?
Well, you've got to think that some of them are like, okay, we just lost another spot. We're down another rung again. So it's something to be concerned about. You know, we already lost Mookie Cooper. I don't think he fit the offense. He fit Urban Meyer's offense because he was a wingback. And that's not really part of Ryan Day's offense. We're just not seeing that position. So I think he made a smart move. The others, man, this the wide receiver room is just loaded, and Egbuka's coming in.
Yep.
So, you know, it's something we got to be concerned about. But at the same time, there's so much talent that if somebody decides to move on, they don't want to wait another year for more playing time. Well, we've got other kids. It's, you know, we hate to see them go. We want as many five stars as we can. But if somebody decides to go, they decide to go. Here's what I think is the big plus to that. As soon as Fields announced, I started thinking about we're going to have a really young guy in there under center next fall. And that's the good thing. A veteran like Olave is going to have Wilson on the other side. There's all kinds of talent there, but having that veteran experience. And we saw Fields use Olave. He was a safety blanket. And when he didn't have him, it hurt. And when he got him back, he was great. 6 touchdown passes. So having that guy back that can bring that young quarterback along, I think that is a real plus for us.
Given we haven't seen the young quarterbacks that much, I think a lot of people are seeing Olave's decision to return as a vote of confidence for the youngsters, knowing that he's going to come back and try and add to his value when he wouldn't be doing that. The kid couldn't throw him the ball. So speaking of which, does that mean they'll throw the ball more to the tight end? Probably not. Yet Jeremy Ruckert decided to return. Dane Brugler told me he thought Jeremy was a top 75 pick, yet he's coming back. Are you surprised? And tell me what you think it means.
I wasn't that surprised, but I thought that one could break either way. We don't throw to the tight end that much. So a guy coming back, he's not going to improve his stats. He's not going to improve his stature. So I was worried about that aspect, especially with Fields going. But I think it's the one you put the check mark beside as key. Look at the backups. Farrell, a senior. Hausman, a senior. We would have lost our first three tight ends if Ruckert had gone. And I don't know about you, but I don't remember any of the younger guys seeing any time. Maybe they were in there on occasion. Stover, Royer, maybe they were in there. I don't remember seeing them. So we would have been so young, so inexperienced at tight end, and we don't have that big guy. Sam Hart maybe would have been called on to come in, and just because inline blocking, that's just not where Stover and Royer are going to. That's not their thing. They really are more classic H-back. And I'm not talking about Urban Meyer's H-back. I'm talking about the traditional H-back, which was a tight end fullback hybrid. Meyer was actually one of the guys that made that position. Aaron Hernandez. It was the Aaron Hernandez position. So I always thought he would use that, and he never did. Those guys are better fits for that position than being an inline blocking tight end. So that's huge that Ruckert is coming back. He's a veteran. We got that presence there. Hausman may want to consider coming back. Now he's number two tight end. The number three tight end gets some playing time, but the number two tight end gets a lot of playing time in this offense. That was brought up on the boards yesterday. I think a Buckeye 32 forever. I think he was the one that brought that up. And that's an important point. That would be absolutely spectacular if Hausman would come back too.
The offensive line, when we went over it last week on the show and we tried to project next year's starting five, we thought there would be a new left tackle. There will not be. Thayer Munford, despite, like Jeremy Ruckert, probably elevating himself to a top 75 or maybe top 100 pick, is coming back. Your thoughts on Thayer's return?
I think he made a great move here. He is going to improve his stock. He needs to stay healthy. And when Mumford is healthy, he's been a really quality football player for us. But his injury history, he needs to put some distance between that and another year just to develop. I think he made a good move. He improved his stock for next year's draft. And he really helps us. I'm not that worried about the offensive line. I know you aren't either. It's just there's some depth there. It's going to be interesting to see who moves into the top of the depth chart. You know, we are replacing the interior guys. I wasn't sure about Myers either. I thought he could go, but I didn't think he would go. But, you know, he's probably going to be the first center off the board. So it ended up being a good move for him. But we're good. We're going to be okay there.
I said this on the boards, but we are better at tackle next year with left tackle Thayer Munford and right tackle Nicholas Petitfrere than probably four or five NFL teams. The talent in the middle will be fantastic, and I assume Harry Miller will work on his snapping.
Well, let's hope so. I'm not so sure if he's not going to be a guard here. I'm going to put up a post this week on how I see the offensive line projecting for next fall.
Let's go over the last one that was a little bit surprising. Tyreek Smith. I think many felt he was done here. He's not. He'll be back. Of course, Tyreek missed the national championship game, and one might argue that his game against Clemson was his best ever here. Your thoughts on Tyreek's return?
I thought it would have been a mistake. He just has not had enough reps. I think he made the right move coming back. I don't think they were going to, they want him to develop more. It's that simple. He needed more reps. And as you said, he was just a monster in the Clemson game. You know, I don't remember how many sacks we had in that game, but he just, he was chasing Lawrence all over the damn field. So, you know, when this guy is on his game, he's healthy. He is really a guy who I'm not going to ever say I need to see the guy that's going to replace Chase Young, but he would have been a guy that we said, well, we're still getting a pass rush out of the ends.
I think if you look at all the guys, he probably has the chance to raise his stock the most. I don't think he'd be a very high draft pick if he went right now, but a completely healthy season, you know, starting every week, double digit sacks, maybe he can make himself some serious dough.
I believe that too.
We're going to come back and talk about those who chose to leave in just 1 minute.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii, Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
We are back. Many of the guys we expected to leave, Justin Fields, Sean Wade, Wyatt Davis, Aaron Browning, Trey Sermon. Like you said, Josh Myers also boogied. There were some who thought he might be back. But the real question is, what will they do at defensive tackle now that Tommy Togiai has declared? He was the one we all kind of held out hope for. My guess is he got word back that he's early second round pick. Your thoughts on losing Tommy Togiai? To me, he was the biggest loss in the championship game and will be very hard to replace. Haskell Garrett has until March 1st to decide based on his eligibility. You've got Teron Vincent there and then what, Mike Hall? So defensive tackle could be an issue, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's the number one. If you're asking me for what where we were most hurt by this, it's defensive tackle. You mentioned earlier that Tommy Togiai, when he was on the field, the defense was better. He's a problem. He's going to stuff the run. The kid was smart. He used his hands so well. He didn't stay on blocks. You couldn't move him. He was just, there's no question he's I've speculated about it all season. I thought that Tommy Togiai could go. It's a pretty good defensive tackle draft too. I still think he could go in the first round. He just is that impressive overall. You know, there's what seems to be the talk out there is that you've got defensive tackles in this class that are really good run stoppers, and then you've got some that are good pass rushers. Well, Tommy Togiai is both. So I think he could move up some draft boards here.
Yeah, don't be surprised, too, if he makes a run at the combine bench press record, even though the combine will be in some segmented fashion. Are you surprised by any of the other moves?
The guys that went, I was a little bit surprised at Josh Myers. I think I was a little bit more surprised than most because I was I thought he was better last year. Obviously, he couldn't have gone pro last year. This year, he's still outstanding, but I thought he might do himself a good service by coming back. But again, Dan, it used to be you wanted to go in the first round, and that was it. You wanted to go as high as possible. If you stayed in school, to go as high as possible because of the crazy salaries of guys coming right out of college. Now it's about getting through the first contract, get in it and get out of it. That's what they're all thinking. I imagine that was something Josh Myers thought about. I think it impacted his decision. Let me just say it like that. I think he's probably going to be the first center off the board. We'll see though. He's going to go high. He will not be on the board any more than midway through the second round.
As I look at it now, yes, we're hoping Haskell Garrett comes back, but I do think with Teron Vincent and Mike Hall in there, given what they'll have at defensive end, I wouldn't say defensive line's a trouble spot, but it's pretty obvious you're going to have new starters at linebacker and the secondary, you know, was there a glaring weakness this past season? Am I off or those are your two trouble spots or where's your biggest concern now that there's been some personnel moved around with the draft?
Oh, absolutely the secondary. I mean, come on. Look, these guys are all coming back and we're like, except for Wade, and we're like, okay, well, All right. I think we're going to get some guys in the mix. I think Johnson is an elite cornerback. I think that Hancock is an elite cornerback. Those two guys are going to get thrown in there. We've got to improve at cornerback. Proctor's doing all right back there. Him dropping interceptions that would go for touchdowns, it's driving me crazy. But he's reading the game. He's making good moves, breaking on the ball. And then he you know, most of the time, he is making really good decisions. He dropping the ball is the biggest thing. So I'm not that worried about Proctor. I think that he's just going to get better and better. I think Ransom being in there is the way to go in the future. I was never a big fan of the Malik or the Hooker. I was never a fan of Hooker as an offer kid. It seemed to be Shiano who pushed that one through. And we saw less and less of him as the season went on. So Ransom back there is a guy I really think can help us. We've heard about Cavazos as just a tremendous athlete. I'm sure you heard this too through your contacts that there seemed to be a thing about him being banged up all year, and that's why we didn't see him. So, you know, we got to get some more guys in here at cornerback. Obviously, one spot is completely open, and Banks just up and down, up and down, up and down. The idea that he might go pro was, I don't know who told him that was a possibility. I heard that too, though, that you know, he was a possible early entry. I thought, okay, that's he's getting some bad advice if he goes pro. Yeah, the secondary's got to improve, period. I'm not really that worried about linebacker. I got to tell you, I think those guys, the backups, should have got more time. I would have loved for Hilliard to come back. I know he's old, but he was playing so well at the end of the season. And, you know, another year healthy and playing like he was, I think he could have improved his stock rather dramatically. But, you know, you got to think about getting on with your life at some point. And he would have been here 7 years. So, anyway, yeah, linebacker, I think we got some guys that can play. Hopefully, Pope is a little bit irritated at his playing time. I can understand. I think he should have played more. Whenever he was on the field, he was around the football. He was making things happen. I think Gant is a player that just needs more time on the field. We got Reed Carrico coming in, who I think could be an impact player. He is a middle linebacker, but he's got such offensive skills that I think it's going to translate into being a good pass defender. I think he's going to help us immediately. So I'm just not that worried about linebacker. I think we're going to be just fine there. I mean, let's think about this the way, Dan. We Warner was much underrated, but we weren't that outstanding linebacker this last couple of years. So this next generation, if they're just as good as last year's, well, went to the championship game with these linebackers. So if we can just get that kind of performance out of them, that we're okay. I'm not worried about linebacker.
Dallas Gant definitely has flashed on special teams to the point where I'd love to see him get some extended minutes. You're looking at Taraja Mitchell in there. Like you said, Marquez Pope. Defensive back, look for Ryan Watts, a big corner, to get a real shot to get some playing time. And then that monster back type position, I wouldn't be surprised if Court Williams gets a look, kind of a hybrid linebacker, safety type, very good chance to make an impact next year. Dwayne has certainly made an impact today. His dogs behaved. We appreciate that. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control all desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.